still have not shared that file in the drive with me. I would seriously appreciate it if you would just get on that soon so I could see what you've included in your reports, okay? Because I shared mine with you, and you saw what I did, so I think I deserve to see what you did. We're working on this together. Some days I feel like you're intentionally trying to mess with me here. I'm civil with you. You know, civil enough. We are on the same team. Remember that. And also, you're the one who told me you get all nervous during presentations. And if I recall correctly, we've got a huge presentation at the end of the year. Okay, first of all, don't tell me to calm down. And secondly, I think I might just be a little hungry. Oh my god, we've been working on this for like, what, 4 hours without a break? Oh, wow. What? Why do you want to stay? I didn't see a lunch or anything in the fridge with your name on it. Unless, are you planning to steal somebody's food? Why the hell do you look so suspicious? It's a simple question, right? No, tell me. You're not getting out of this so easy. If you're gonna pique my interest with some sort of puzzle, of course I'd want to solve it. Tell me. What's the big secret? What? What do you mean? How could you have worked on a whole separate project just when I was away from the lab? Oh, of course. I noticed you basically live here. Your side of the office is always cluttered with stuff, with shit. Okay, tell me, what is it? Oh, please. I'm sure you haven't, like, innovated the laws of physics that much. You can't just zap away clothing. That sounds like some silly sci-fi pipe dream. Do you mean it melts the textiles? Does it work on natural and synthetic fibers? Fine. You can just show me then. I know you're full of crap. Yeah, okay, you can tell me the name. Stop smirking. The textile transport array? Clever enough if it works, I guess. What is that? And why is it? How did you even get it shaped like that? And the color, I don't know. You made a lot of choices. Is it even gonna work? Because it kind of looks like halfway between a toy and a real thing. Maybe a movie prop. I'm not trying to talk down your work or anything, but it does look like you stole materials from the lab to make that our shared materials. So I'm a little pissed off at you. I don't believe in you, and I don't think it's gonna actually take off any clothing. You're gonna have to just show me. Stop pointing it at me, though. Do it on yourself. Take off your sock or something. Whoa. What? Wow. So, don't point that at me. I really don't like the look in your eye right now. Real funny. Goofing around with the trigger. Just do it if you're gonna do it. You wanna go further though, right? You're not a sicko freak. Right? You know, do it. Just do it. Fine. Shoot me with it. Wow, that is honestly nuts. This is nuts. How are you holding my lab coat in your hand right now? I don't understand. You've basically invented teleportation. I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. This is a little weird, though, we have to admit. I wish you'd stop aiming it at me now. You've proven your point. Give me back my coat. Let's go get some lunch, and you can tell me all about how this works. And, you know, well, as much as you can tell me. I'm curious. I don't want to steal your idea, but this is crazy cool. Hey, just put down the ray. I'm getting tired of this, man. Now you're just making me a little uncomfortable. Actually, a lot uncomfortable. You know the AC's blasting in here. I need my cardigan back. Keep the coat, whatever. But can I please, please, please have my cardigan? All I have left is my undershirt, and it's really thin. Stop being cruel. Stop. What do you want me to do? Are you just being a perv at this point? Just give me back my clothes. I told you. I get the point. Fine. Are you happy? You get to see a woman in her bra. Are you really, really, really that clinically horny? Maybe you should have just invented yourself a fuck robot then. God knows you'd be more marketable if you had more robotic skills anyway. Yeah. Keep staring. Might as well get rid of my pants too now, huh? Fuck it. You want to be a horny bastard at work? I can do it too. You're pretty cute. Decent. Worth a shag. Hey, that wasn't pants. Well, congratulations. You can see my tits now. You like them? Big, bouncy, all mine. Natural. No, don't touch them yet. You have to give me the ray first. Then I'll decide whether I'll let you or not. Stop pouting and hand it over, perv. Thank you. Now, let's get rid of that lab coat. And maybe that button down, too. Well. Look at that. We're even now. I figured you'd wear an undershirt or something. Oh, well. Like I said, you're cute enough. Turn around. Give me a little show. Look at that! You got a nice little butt! I like the undies. Oh, come on, now you're being all shy. Typical behavior of the little lab gremlin who made a pervert ray. You can dish it out, but you can't take it. Feel better now? My pants are gone too. Good. So, since you are so clearly turned on right now, and you must have been earlier too, if you were willing to taunt me with the ray, can I touch you? Come on, this doesn't mean I like you now. I'm just on a dry streak. I've been busy with this job, plus my other job, and other things. Who has time to fuck these days? I'm a lost soul in the desert, and you're my oasis today. Hurry up and tell me if you're down, horny boy. Wonderful. I'm gonna use you like my own little sex robot, okay? I'll kiss down your body. Your chest. Your tummy. the spot right above. You know. Let me just peel away these undies. I don't need the ray for this. Perfect. I'll kiss your thighs. Gentle. Move inwards towards your balls. Give them attention. Then I'll move upwards. Give your cock a kiss. Look at it. It's pulsing right now. Perfectly hard. A great specimen. Oh, delicious. I want to kiss all over it. Put my lips all over you. You like the way my lips feel tickling the head of your cock? Tell me you want me right now. Tell me you want me to lick you. More. Tell me how badly you want it. Okay. I'm feeling nice. I'll give your cock some love. Look down. I want to make eye contact with you. As your beautiful cock slides in and out of my mouth. You're being so gentle. You're not fucking my face at all. You're such a gentleman. I want to change that though. Sorry, fucking my face. Go faster. I wanna look at your face while you're fucking the shit out of my throat, okay? 1, 2, 3. think you fucking hate me. You fucking do hate me, don't you? Pushed you to the edge, huh? That would have been quite the shame. Would have been selfish of you just to use my mouth and fill it with cum before I could get any attention. You're not a perv and selfish, are you? Please, please, please redeem yourself. Didn't I do a good job with my mouth? Exactly. You're smarter than you look. You can use your mouth to do it. Do you want to use the ray to take off my panties, or do you want to use your mouth? Oh, I really like the way your breath feels against my skin. You're breathing kind of hard right now. Are you nervous? Also, I noticed you didn't zap off my socks. Guess you like the little frilly flowers, huh? Yeah, I have a girly side too. You might hear it. It always comes out when I come. I can't control myself. Oh, fuck. More. More. Just like that, please. Oh my God. How are you doing more, more tongue, more harder, harder, press harder, more pressure.
Oh my God.
my god. Oh my god. Oh no. Hey. Hey, you fucking pervert. Explode all over you. Tongue fuck me. Suck my color. Do it. Faster. You a little bit. I like a guy who has a godly tongue, and I think you might qualify for that honor. Maybe you deserve another honor. Good thing we haven't moved the imaging and process sign, by the way. No one's gonna come in now. I just realized how fucking crazy this is. I've never fucked in public before, and I never thought my first time doing it would be at work. I'm still so wet. Do you want to feel what you've done to me? Perfect. Let me just bend over here against the table. Spread my legs a little bit. Okay. Put it in. Give it to me. Slide it in and feel how fucking slippery and wet I am. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Fucking Ruin me. Ruin me. Stretch me wide. Open and own me. Grab my tits. Feel them. Oh, they're hanging. They're jiggling so much. Feel them. Like a fucking cow. Feel them milk me. Listen like this during the project. Did you even have to ask? You just put it right back in so I could be a little cock obsessed whore for you.
Oh, God. having to think all the time. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Come in me. Come in me now. Oh, I do want to come. Tell me when you're gonna come. Tell me exactly when you're gonna come so I can come right on your cock. Can I come? Can I come? Oh, God. Yes. I'm gonna come. Come for me. Come with me.
Not seen the vision, but that ray is honestly very impressive. I don't know how you did it. Who cares? I don't think that this invention should be released to the public. It seems, well, dangerous for mass consumption. You know, I won't tell on you about the materials, by the way. I know you spent a lot on those components with all the shortages happening. Must have paid a pretty penny from our stipend, huh? I bet you really, really, really don't want me to tell on you and have you lose your job and have me get a new partner, right? Okay, well then, I have a proposition for you. So, if you promise we can fuck as much as I want until our project is over, I won't tell a soul, now or in the future. I think you've proven you're worth keeping around, right?